Let's get right back into our talk with J.R. Richardson, co-chairman from the Natural Resources Commission, and this is continued from our last outdoor report. If you don't mind, I'd like to switch over and kind of talk about fishing a little bit. You know, the salmon plants are kind of a hot topic right now. And earlier you just mentioned Jim Dexter, and one of the things that the DNR is looking at doing is reducing the number of salmon they're going to plant. Now, first of all, I know you're not a biologist, and I also know that you're more in touch with the Lake Superior watershed because you live there, right?
Right on, yep. I live in Ontonagon, right on the shores of Lake Superior, so I am more familiar with Lake Superior than Lake Michigan. But we get feedback and we get updates on it, but, you know, as far as salmon plants go, I mean, I'm the president of the UP Sports Fishermen's Association, and they tell my group that when you have a creel survey person there from the DNR, because I know it's a lot of our culture is not to report the fish that we catch to the creel guy. And the problem with not doing that is and not showing them those fishes, they don't show any return on the salmon or the browns or the brook trout or the lake trout. You know, I know we aren't planting lake trout, but if we don't show any return and we don't show that we're catching those fish, when those surveys come back, it looks like nobody's getting any salmon. They're not bringing them back. And
or they're not surviving, right?
Or they're not surviving, yeah, or they're not making it. They're getting, you know, they're being taken by predators, and you're just a late condition or whatever. But then if you talk to your friends, oh, we got all kinds of salmon, and some were clipped and some weren't, blah, blah, blah. So if we don't report that to the creel, you know, during those creel surveys, the information that all the decisions are made on for that type of thing are just invalidated, and what we end up doing is getting things like, you know, the salmon plants are not bringing salmon back. Therefore, you know, if the cost, you know, of spending that money on that sort of thing just isn't worth it, you know, and what it comes to my mind immediately is if we're not going to do that, you know, please tell me we're going to plant more browns and rainbows and find another substitute for that to keep our fisheries strong and bold. So,
okay.
I heard Lake Michigan on the other side of the UP that fishing's been strong, you know.
So. The last 2 weeks it has, and alewife reports are even high. So it's a little contradictory, and I think a lot of people are kind of feeling that, but I think your point is incredibly valid, and we talked about this on the show before. You got to report your catches to the creel census people, and if you see somebody who is anti-doing that, try to change their mind, too. Explain to them, not in a mean way, but this is a good thing. We'll get more fish because of it.
It's critical because the decisions are based on that, and that's all I can say. And I was one of those people for years, and I'm going like, you know, why would I want to go over there and show the DNR this? You know, why do you want to do that?
That's very
that's
common,
what they
isn't
base
it?
Their planning. I know. I mean, you got to get over that because our long term plantings are based on that. Unless we want to see all our fish planted anywhere but in the UP, we got to get over that attitude.
Well, JR, I appreciate it. We're running out of time here, and I hope you have a good meeting on Thursday. And as always, we appreciate you doing right by the UP, buddy.
Tight lines. Tight lines.
There you go. JR Richardson from the NRC, and this is The Outdoor Show.